Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss why Squarespace is becoming a major player in the e-commerce world. If you've been involved at all in e-commerce over the past few years, you're probably aware of the major players like Shopify, Magento, and WooCommerce. In a similar fashion, if you've been anywhere near the internet in the last few years, you're probably aware of the sleek, artfully designed websites created on Squarespace. What you may not be aware of is the connection between these two. Squarespace is one of the fastest growing e-commerce platforms right now, attracting both longtime and first-time sellers with a unique set of design features. On today's episode, you'll hear how long Squarespace has been in the e-commerce market. Squarespace entered the e-commerce field around 5 years ago and has seen dramatic growth in this area over the last couple of years. Next, we'll compare the e-commerce options on Squarespace and Shopify. While Shopify has many features and options for customization, it has also become increasingly complex. Squarespace, on the other hand, offers a simple, low-code interface that emphasizes the overall look and feel of your site. Then, we'll discuss the possibilities for offline selling. Unlike some platforms, Squarespace can easily integrate with your offline sales and offers a range of other helpful features, such as mobile checkout and abandoned cart follow-up. And finally, we'll talk about who Squarespace e-commerce is best suited for. If you're not comfortable with writing code or want to design a simple, aesthetically pleasing site, then Squarespace may be the right option for you. If you're interested in the potential of hosting an e-commerce site with the design features available on Squarespace, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So, without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. Chris, welcome back. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Today, we're digging into some Squarespace talk when it comes to e-commerce. How long has Squarespace been around and how long have they been doing e-commerce?
So, when Squarespace came out, which was like 2013, It wasn't focused on e-commerce, right? It was focused on creating a beautiful visual experience without requiring code. It's one of the early players in this kind of no code movement or low code movement, where you could still get something without having to be a programmer. Today, there's a ton of players in that no code or low code space. Some to build databases, some to build spreadsheets, some to build applications, and others to build websites. And Squarespace was one of the early players to do it for websites, right? You've heard of Wix and Weebly and Squarespace, often in triplicate, because those were some of the early players in the space. And none of those players initially did e-commerce, right? But, gosh, it was... I'm trying to think, right? Maybe 5 years ago. It's been several years now that they added in e-commerce. And again, that was still like a, okay, right? So what? Because at the same time, right? Shopify is taken off and everybody's talking about Shopify. But if you look over the numbers in terms of a percentage of growth, which is always hard, the bigger you get, the slower your growth happens. And so it's harder for Shopify to hit the same kinds of growth numbers, but Squarespace is growing dramatically. And so I thought, well, it's worth talking about because your customers will likely talk to store builders about this option, Squarespace e-commerce, and you're going to go, okay, well, what do I need to know about? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you have any idea of what this growth is? Are these people who are leaving Shopify for Squarespace, or are these people who kind of are already on Squarespace and they're just adding e-commerce to it?
Yes. And also people who are picking it from scratch, right? Okay. So you have the people who were using Squarespace to build a website and wanted to add e-commerce. You have the people who were using Shopify and decided often their fees were too high and they said, no, I'm going to move to something else and move to Squarespace. And then you have people who are just looking at the options today and saying, I think I'm going to go try and see if I can make my store happen with Squarespace.
Okay. Let's kind of dive into the Shopify thing, because that's obviously just one of the major players here. How do the two kind of stack up against each other?
Well, Squarespace gives you a lot more complete visual beauty. And let's back up for a second, right? If I'm a store builder and I'm talking to a merchant or prospect, you better believe that my language has to be focused around the look and feel of a website, of a store, because that's the only thing that a merchant understands. If I start digging into every single feature, the merchant's eyes are going to roll in the back of their head. So you just kind of got to know, right? Shopify gives you a ton of features. So if you're sitting here going, well, I have this unique little situation, et cetera, right? Or I want to know if it does this. Yeah, there's a good chance Shopify is going to have a solution for you. Whether that solution works exactly the way you want it to is a different thing, because these are both hosted platforms and the code base just works the way the code base is. It's not like you're going to customize it. But if you were trying to compare Squarespace and Shopify, Shopify's feature list is pretty darn long. But to get some of those things, you got to move up the price point, right? So you have to first buy the plan, right? 29 or 79 or 249 or something. Like, you got to buy a plan, but then you got to turn around and you got to add some features from the marketplace, and that gets rolled into your monthly, right? On the advanced, on the Squarespace side, you get a whole bunch of features for $40, but more importantly, $40 a month. But more importantly, it's the visual that stands it apart, right? Today, if I'm talking to merchants, not store builders, but when I'm talking to merchants, they're like, yeah, I know a Shopify store when I see it, because they all look the same. And that's part of the pivot, right? You see people signing up for Squarespace e-commerce because they're saying, wow, I didn't know who built that store. Like, it was not clear to me that that was just one of the templates. And so when it comes to the look and feel, which is where we started this thing, it gives you a more generous ability to shape and design the site without writing code on Squarespace than it does on Shopify. And Shopify does have a programming language. If you want to get in there and code your own stuff, you can, but that's not what most merchants are doing. So that's one of the ways to compare it. I think another dynamic is that Shopify used to be in the place of it's super easy, and the more features they add, the bigger the menu on the left gets. And even though they've grouped it into different sections, it's now getting complicated, right? There's a lot of steps to get your store out the door and working right. And Squarespace seems to have continued its focus on that easy to use experience, non-complicated. And as a store builder, that's what I want, right? Because I want my merchant, once I've passed over a site, I want my merchant to be able to go in and make their own tweaks or edits without calling me.
Right? Okay.
So anyway, that's some of the comparison. I mean, you could write 10,000 words on the comparison between the two, yeah, because they are different. But that's some of how it breaks out.
Okay. If I'm a store builder, should I be concerned if my merchant wants to go on Squarespace? Like, are there any hard limitations that I'm going to come up against that I won't be able to do in spite of looking
for? Anytime you go after a hosted platform, you're using one piece of software that is used by hundreds of thousands, millions of customers, right? So every time you do that, you're bringing all of the nuances back to some base and saying, okay, this is what we do. So if you're a store builder and you're going onto a hosted platform, the customer says, I want to go to Squarespace or I want to go to Shopify. One of the first things you have to say is, okay, that's totally legit and fine, and we can do that. Just so you know, though, you can't custom design every bit of the workflow or every bit of the look and feel. if the platform doesn't let you make that tweet, right? So it's all about managing expectations, because someone's like, well, I saw this on Amazon. And you're like, stop. Amazon wasn't built on Squarespace or Shopify. Amazon has its own team. They build their own custom code. Do you have Amazon budget? And when they don't, then you're like, okay, so let's rein it back in. So it's not scary, but it is, you got to learn the platform so you know what you can turn on and turn off and how you can make that work.
Yeah, you'll definitely want to have that conversation before you construct the whole store. And then they start asking for those features. All right, well, let's talk about just kind of selling. How does selling work on Squarespace?
So the dynamic on both these things, but especially in Squarespace, what you're getting is you're getting the ability to design a user experience that is beautiful, which is what they focus on. You have a bunch of templates and resources that they give you to help you do that. You have parts, right? So it's not just about here's a pre-made theme, which is the way Shopify does it. You have the ability to say, ooh, let me grab this for this page, and let me, you know, you can assemble a more beautiful look and feel, right? And so that's pretty powerful. The dynamic of what you put on the page, right? Whether you're talking about the product page, or you're talking about the catalog page, or you're talking about the home page, you have the ability to say, okay, I want to move these things and make it easy. So from a visual perspective, from a design, a drag and drop, all that stuff, it's great. Where it stands out, where Squarespace is different than Shopify when it comes to selling, is they don't have those transaction fees, right? So you can, especially if you're getting started, and if a merchant comes to me who is literally like, I have ideas and I don't have anything else, I'm getting started. There's a, you know, depending on some of the rest of the questions I might ask, right? There's a decent chance that Squarespace will give them what they need to get started and get them to a place where they can make a good amount of money before we start thinking about, do we want to do anything else, right? Yeah. Move them to a custom platform, or move them to an open platform where I can add more code, or move them to a different hosted platform because they need other features or other scale. But from a sales perspective, not having those fees is a big deal. Being able to change out the UI in a way that isn't just one static pattern is a big deal. Of course, Squarespace does mobile checkout. So being able to do sales on your phone, right, is another big deal. And so if I'm talking as a store builder to merchants, I highlight those things because it's powerful, right? Yeah. And of course, the last one that comes in the Squarespace platform is the cart abandonment stuff, right? The ability to follow up with a prospect who put something in cart, didn't close the deal, and I want to chase them down. Cart abandonment is like getting free money, right? Like if you don't have it in place and then you add it and you can chase it down, you will drive your conversions up and you just get more money. And Squarespace comes with it as an integrated feature.
Okay. What about offline selling? How does Squarespace compare to the other sites on that?
Yep. You can do it. Okay. You normally do it with an integration to it's called Square. Right? Okay. So Square POS is how they do it. So you end up and again, it's a first class integration so that you can do the online and offline with the integration Square, so you can take the card and run it through. So there is a way to do it. Again, you get into this dynamic where people start comparing a lot of different solutions, right? Hosted solutions, open solutions, et cetera. When you process stuff offline, right? When you process an in-person transaction, you're going to want to look at fees, right? As a store builder, you're going to want to be able to pull together that spreadsheet that you give to the merchant that says, here's the fee when it's an online transaction, and here's it when it's an offline transaction. Here's the, you know, how much you pay in cents, and here's how much you pay as percentage of the sale, so that you can do the math on that and you can help them figure out, because not every offline solution costs the same. And sometimes when you're like, oh, don't worry about it, I'm already using Stripe for online, I'll just use it for offline and I'll just go to my own web terminal and I'll do it myself, and realize you're paying more than you could be if you were doing an offline transaction.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff where store builders, you know, really bring their expertise to bear, right? Is because they understand the ecosystem that their customers are stepping into, and they can make recommendations. Look at this, think about this, you may want to change that. So Squarespace lets you do it. Not all the hosted online platforms do. They have that integration. And so you can help your merchant get up and running pretty quickly with it.
Okay. I kind of want to clarify something a little bit here. It sounds like the way you've been describing Squarespace is it's kind of this like internal ecosystem. Like there's a lot of Squarespace features you can use, as opposed to Shopify, which lets you connect with a lot of different things. Is it tough to integrate other apps or other plugins with Squarespace?
Yes and no. Like if you're talking about dropping in some JavaScript, putting in some HTML, Squarespace does it no problem. Okay. If you're talking about building a overriding the current workflow of a transaction and building your own code to do something, you're not going to have a great time, right? That's just not what they do, right? And that's not what most of them do, right? So Shopify does have a app solution in there. So different people will build in apps and you can hook into different parts of the transaction or different parts of the experience for the user. And Squarespace brings more features natively to the plate, but then says that's kind of it. You can integrate with JavaScript to connect out to an outside service. You can add a little HTML in here on the homepage to do something else, but you're not going to dramatically change how Squarespace works from an external position, right?
Okay.
So again, as a store builder, those I'm trying to understand, is my customer selling t-shirts? Are they selling iPhone cases, or are they selling something completely different that is complicated?
Okay. Right?
And requires something else.
Right. So as we kind of wrap this up, who would Squarespace e-commerce be best for? Who are you recommending this to?
So if you are completely non-technical, right? You're not a developer at all. And you're even doing a little print on demand using like Printfection or one of those guys. This is a really easy game, right? You're like, I go to my Printfection and I add my, is it print? I keep saying Printfection. Is that what it's called? Printful. I'm sorry. I meant Printful.
Sure.
Printfection is another company that does something different. You go to Printful and you add your designs, you put them on products, whatever. Da, da, da. You grab a couple of these images, you stick them on your, you put them on your Squarespace store and you're off and running. And they'll do the fulfillment and you'll have a beautiful site and you can make your site look unique to you and what have you. And you go, that's great, right? So if that's what you're doing, that's perfect. No problem at all. That's a perfect solution. And you're like, who's this for? Someone who wants to combine a no-code order fulfillment service with a no-code web store. Done deal, right? If you said, well, I'm doing my own fulfillment. It's small items. I can do that with no problem. But what I really want is I just want a beautiful and custom and unique story-driven store. I'm not trying to put a big catalog on here. I have one or two products. I want to tell the story. I want to explain my why people should buy my product. I want to help them decide between one or two variants. And I want it to look beautiful. Squarespace is for you, right? It's going to get you focused on the thing that matters most to you to get going. If you're like, oh, no, I have auto parts and I'm spinning up an auto parts store and I have a lot of configurability. I need dependencies and I need, you pick your car model and you pick your year and your car model and your car make and you pick, what size steering wheel you have. And then I'll show you the leather wrap for it. And you're like, that's not what we do here. Right. So you're going to pretty quickly figure out this is not for this host platform and this stuff is.
Right.
But simple, beautiful, clean, all of that. And again, without knowing code, yeah, you would look at Squarespace, and a lot of people are, and that's why you go, okay, as a store builder, I should know about this platform and how it works and what it can do and what it can't, so I can recommend it to customers. Mm-hmm. And as a store builder, I may not be doing a lot of store building. I may be doing a lot of store configuring, right? I may be working with a customer to get their content and get their images into Squarespace more as a function of site configuration than I am building an e-commerce store, which may be good or bad. Totally depends mm-hmm. on the kind of store builder we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Chris, that was great. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. You take care, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on the reasons why you might consider building your next e-commerce store on Squarespace. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.